Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit ngegama lika Jesu. Sibonge uNkulunkulu ngezwi lakhe. Nokuthi namhlanje we are living in the years of advanced technology. And ekumnandi ukuthi konke lokhu esikubonayo namhlanje kwe advanced technology. UNkulunkulu watshela uDaniel ngakho kungekabikho. Uma sifunda incwadi kaDaniel chapter 12. And manje lapha ku Isaiah 46 ku verse 10. UNkulunkulu declared wathi, I make known the end from the beginning. So uThixo wakwenza atshela ngesikhathi esizayo ekuqaleni. Lithi, I make known the end from the beginning. UNkulunkulu wazi isiphelo sento singekaqali. Furthermore, every creation kaNkulunkulu has a mystery. The animals, the plants, the most of all us as human, uNkulunkulu makasidala, it's a mystery. Now, amaGriki 2,000 plus years ago, they had to study this mystery. Uma benza lento kuthiwa anatomy, which is the study of how the organs of the body functions. They went further to study plants and the animals at anatomy. Scientists believe that those studies were started by the Greeks in those years, 2,000 years plus. And yet those studies goes further. In fact, those studies goes further to the time of the wisest man on earth, King Solomon. Uma sifunda izwi kaNkulunkulu, 1 Kings 4, verse 32. Little Solomon described plants' life from cedar to Lebanon, to the hyssop that grows at the walls. Siyakhumbula ke mangcwele ngendaba ye-hyssop. Uma abantwana baka-Israyeli bephuma eGibhitha, athi uNkulunkulu lelo gazi abazobhixa ngalo iminyango mabalidiphe kwi-hyssop. Manje siyafunda ukuthi uSolomon had to even to study ukuthi why this hyssop. Nalapha kuDavide, lapha kuSalm 51, uverse 7, uDavide uma icela uxolo ngesona senzile. Uthi kuNkulunkulu, ngiklense nge-hyssop ukuze ngibe mhlophe. Manje le hyssop bangcwele, sithola ukuthi uSolomon studied izinto ezinjalo, wayestudisha nangama-cedars of Lebanon. And at the same time, uma sibona nendaba yemsidare waseLibanon, sithola ukuthi umsidare waseLibanon wena owasuka eSyria wazokwakha, uthunyela umngane kaDavide ezokwakha itempeli likaNkulunkulu. Manje ustadisha ngalezi zinto, uma uzibheka bangcwele, behambelana netempeli leCedar of Lebanon. Nehisophe istadisha ihambelana nokuklenswa. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sithola ukuthi uma bengambiza ngamagama ababizwa ngayo namhlanje, abantu abastadisha ngama animals, they teach about the birds and the reptiles. Namhlanje ama scientists abanika amagama athi ama ichthyologist, aphinde athi ama herpetologist. Those days, kwaye yilonto uSolomon yangalezo inkathi, noma yayinganikweza ngagama. Manje ngithanda ukuthi bangcwele, konke lokho kwenza ngoba, there's a mystery in God's creation. Manje the Bible tells us that the man of all the nation masifunda, lapha ku 1 Kings 4 verse 32, little the men of all nations came to listen to his wisdom. They were sent by all kings of the earth. Abazwile nge wisdom ka Solomon. And the Bible tells us also ukuthi no queen of Sheba owayiphume Africa umfazi owayiqueen weza naye ezolalela ukuhlakanipha kuka Solomon. Uyabona namhlanje uma ngaye Israel bangcwele, there are a lot of black Israelites. Njengama Ethiopians, they are Jewish citizens. Ngani ngoba basuka ngalezo inkathi bayobase the generation edlulile basuka ngalezo inkathi baye eJerusalem. Siyakhumbula nencwadi yezenzo lapha kuchapter is chapter 8 ekhuluma ngoPhilip owayeye kumtopiya owayefunda incwadi kaIsaiah eyomchazela ngensindiso. Manje ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje mawubheka bangcwele, the mystery in God's creation. Siyathola uma sifunda nezwi likaNkulunkulu lapho bangcwele ukuthi noJesu wamcommenda that queen of Sheba lapha kuMatthew chapter 12 kuverse 42. Kodwa sikhulumi ngaye namhlanje, sikhuluma nge mystery in God's creation. ukuthi manje ayiqalanga ngamaGreek lento but yayikhona kwakudala uNkulunkulu uyena even no Adam was the one who named the animals ngamagama azo cabanga how many species ezikhona kodwa uNkulunkulu wenza ukuthi kube uAdam ozibizayo kukhona lezi zaselwandle kukhona lezi zasemanzini kukhona lezi zasemhlabathini kukhona lezi ezindizela phezulu zonke lezo uNkulunkulu wanikeza i-dominion phezu komuntu u-Adam ukuthi makazibize ngamagama manje at the same time mangcwele uNoah uma ezokwakha umkhumbi uNkulunkulu wam-instruct again naye ukuthi makube umuntu othatha each and every species every animal ayilethe iyongena emkhunjini ukhumbule ukuthi kumanye ama-animals ayengena emkhunjini yila angahlali ngaphandle kwamanzi ukuze asurvive manje ekuseni ngithanda ukuprova ipoint yokuthi akusiwona amagriki 2000 plus years ago abaqala ukufunda imystery ngento zikankulunkulu ababehamba nonkulunkulu uNkulunkulu wayebambulela abafundisa izinto ezintshe manje ngithanda ukuthi manje sibheke lokhu as we have physical body thina with the organs lezi abazistudishayo ukuthi uNkulunkulu wazenza ukuthi zenze njani zifunctione kanjani they all have senses lawo ma-organ lawo that is why uma engadli ukudla oku-right ayadamajeka those organs zonke ezikhona emzimbeni wethu they all have got senses and which covers the emotional side all they are active when it comes to the spiritual side zona lezo zinto manje therefore today ngokuthanda kukomoya ingcwele namhlanje we are going to elaborate how they are active in the spiritual side ngoba sibheke only the physical side ukuthi abo pancreas gland yenzani abo rathena emehlweni benzani in the physical side but let us go deeper into the spiritual side and manje itopic yethu yanamhlanje it is the mystery of God's creation siyafunda lapha bangcwele kubashumayeli chapter 11 verse 5 uthi uSolomon just as we cannot understand the path of the wind or the mystery of tiny baby growing in its mother's womb so we cannot understand the activity of God who does all these things we cannot deny bangcwele ukuthi namhlanje into technology is advancing that namhlanje iyakwazi nokuba nama scans ukuthi akhona ukubheka esibelethweni sika mama but they cannot understand how a child in a mother's womb can be contaminated by a geological blessing or be contaminated by a geological curses of the family tree yiko lokhu ashoyo uSolomon athi just as we cannot understand the path of the wind or mystery of tiny baby growing in its mother's womb so we cannot understand the activities of God who does all these things and at the same time we cannot understand ukuthi how ukuthi sikwazi ukumuva nezinto ezispiritual now lana izwi lethu esilifundayo bangcwele uIsaiah chapter 50 ku verse 4 to 5 uthi uIsaiah make khuluma the sovereign Lord has given me to know the word that sustains the weary the sovereign Lord has given me to know the word that sustain the weary manje ekseni kwanamhlanje uthi God instructed my tongue to know the word that sustain the weary uthi uNkulunkulu instructe ulwimi lakhe ukuthi azi amazwi aduduza okhathazelikileyo manje ukuze uIsaiah akhone ukuthi uNkulunkulu amnikeze amazwi olwimini lakhe akwazi ukududuza okhathazekileyo It's because uma sifunda ku Isaiah chapter 6 sizomfunda from verse 5 to 8 siyakhumbula ekuqaleni ukuthi lapho wabona ivision kaNkuluNkulu wabona nengelosi wabona nethrone kaNkuluNkulu ngithi izithi zona holy 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 is the Lord Almighty the whole earth is full of your glory manje lo holy 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 we know uNkuluNkulu ukuthi it's God the Father God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. Now at the same time, go verse 4, little lilizwi, and the sound of their voices of the door-stand threshold shook, and temple was filled with the smoke. Manje nalizwi bangwele. Esiphezukwalo ukuthi manje uIsaya makazathi, the law, the sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the way that sustains the weary. Ukuthi kwaqale kwenzeka njani? Uma sifunda kuverse 5, sithola uthi uIsaya, woe to me, I cried, I'm ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among the people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand. We had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, see, this has touched your mouth. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for. Verse 8, Ati. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? And I said, here I am, send me. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngezwi lakhe ekuseni. Manje ngithanda ukuthi sibone lokhu. Ukuthi kwakudingeka ukuthi kwenzakale something. Ulwimi lakhe ukuthi is made to taste the food. Ulwimi lakhe elenzele ukuthi lenze ezinye izinto. Kodwa namhlanje kwakudingeka ukuthi lolo lwimi lakhe lishiswe ngomlilo ovele altareni, umlilo kaJehova, ukuze liklense lolo lwimi. Ngoba ulwimi alidalelwanga only ukuthi litaste ukudla. Kodwa ulwimi ludalelwe something else ezohambelana nezinto zikamoya. Yiko lokhu sithi i-title yethu ithi Mystery in God's Creation. We may look at our hands, we may look at our feet, we may look at our eyes, we may look at our ears physically, but these are not only created ukuthi indlebe ilalele kuphela, ukuthi umlomo udle kuphela, but there's more things uNkulunkulu asidalele ukuthi zikwenze. Ngani? Ngoba uNkulunkulu has created us as a triune being. We've got we have a spirit, we have a soul, we live in a body. Manje physically those things zibonakala mhlambe ukuthi umlomo wethu udalele ukudla, but it's more than that. Manje, unless God touches our tongue cannot be able to function in the spiritual matters. Sonke bangcwele kunamaqhavuqhavu babantu, kodwa akakwazi ukuthi akhulume izinto zikaNkulunkulu. Ngani? Ngoba ulwimi lakhe likakashiswa ngomlilo, ngokuthi akwazi ukuzibona eyisoni, akwazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu ashintshe ne-language yakhe yokukhuluma. Ngoba uma sesizalwa singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu uthi make sizala kufanele ukuthi alethe ilahle lomlilo, alishise lolwimi lethu ukuze likwazi ukuthi singakwazi ukukhipha umlomo wethu ukhiphe izinto ezimbi. Siyabona nakwincwadi ka-Ezekiyeli bangcwele, lapha uma sifunda kwincwadi ka-Ezekiyeli ku-chapter 3, izwi likaNkulunkulu liyakhuluma again nakuye. Chapter 3 from verse 3, ngizayiqala phansi kuverse 1. And he said to me, son of man, eat what is before you, eat this scroll, then go and speak to the house of Israel. Kwakudingeka ukuthi uqale kudle yena umqulu. Angeke umqulu uyise kwabanye abantu wena ungazange udle. Izwi likaNkulunkulu angeke uyolitshela abanye abantu wena lingenzi lutho kuwe. Ngoba kudingeka ukuthi lisebenze kuwe, ulidle umqulu. Ukwazi ukuhamba ke manje uyotshela abantu ngalo. Ngoba uEzekiel la uthi, uThixo wathi, son of man, eat what is before you. Eat the scroll, then go and speak to the house of Israel. Bazalwana, angeke ukwazi. Kudingeka ukuthi kudle wena kuqala. Ungayonikeza abantu into ongayidlanga. Kufana nani bangcwele? Uma singena intweni, sometimes izinto ezibuhlungu siyayisicomplaine, kanti lezo zinto uNkulunkulu uprepara thina for abantu abazodlula kulezo zinto, ukuthi manje masiya sikhuluma nabo or sibakhuthaza sikwazi ukubakhuthaza kwizinto esidlule kuzo. Ngoba uma ungakhuthaza umuntu kwinto ongadlulanga kuyo, leyo nto bangcwele ayinayo isubstance. Siyabona nangezwi likaNkulunkulu ku-2 Corinthians lapha ku-chapter 1 lithi, for just as the suffering of Christ flow over into our lives, so also through Christ our comfort overflows. Lithi ku-verse 3, praise be to God, our Father of Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comforts, who comforts us in all our trouble, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the same comfort uNkulunkulu asikomforte ngayo. Usikomforte ngoba sidlule intweni. And eseke sikomfortile uNkulunkulu. Lithi leyo comfort asikomforte ngayo, masikwazi ukuyokomfort abanye abantu ngayo. Yiko lokhu izwi kaNkulunkulu ekusene lithi, idla umqulu wena. Bese lithi maliqhubeka ku-Ezekiel lithi, then he said to me, son of man, eat this scroll I'm giving you and fill your stomach with it. Siyakhumbula uJesu wathi, out of your belly shall flow the rivers of the living water. Manje lana lithi maliqhubeka. So I ate it, and it tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth. Then he said to me, son of man, go now to the house of Israel and speak my words to them. Izwi likaNkulunkulu we must delight. Besathi uDavide lapha kumahubo, is it Mahubo 34? Athi, delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Angeke izwi ungalijabuleli bese uphinde uyolinikeza abanye. Uthi Ezekiel, ngalizwa lisweet. Then wathi uNkulunkulu, hamba ke uyotshela abantwana bakaIsrayeli ngalento oyizwile nawe. Ngani njengoba sisho izwi ukuthi lithi delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Delight in the word of God. Then uyokwazi ukunikeza abanye abantu. Uma wena lingakujabulisi, uma wena lingaguquli, why kufanele ukuthi sidlulisele kwabantu? Ngoba kufanele ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu liqale ngathi. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi ke ulimi lethu bangcwele sisakhuluma ngama organs of the body ukuthi ulimi lolu ifunction yalo it's not only ukuthi manje li taste but lina more function ngoba uma sifunda incwadi kaJokobi bangcwele uJames chapter 3 asifunda from verse 5 ekhuluma ngendaba yolwimi uthi sacula ku verse 3 lithi when we put bits into the mouths of the horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Or take the sheep as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder where else the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. Yo, siyabona ke ukuthi mangcwele, ulimi akusukona lokuthasta kuphela. Lithi the tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person. It corrupts the whole person bangcwele. Ulimi lunga corrupta the whole person. Lithi la, it sets the whole course of his life on fire and itself set on fire by hell. Bese lithi, all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, creatures of the sea and being tamed and have been tamed by men. Sikhulumile ngalento ukuthi lokhu kwenziwa abo Adam, kwenziwa abo Noah, lathenywa abantu. But ithi, but no man can tame the tongue. It is a result of evil full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father and with a curse, and we curse men who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers, can a fig bear olives or grapefruit bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce water. Manje ke yiloko izwi kaNkulunkulu elisitshelayo ngendaba yolwimi. Manje ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje u-Isaiah make khuluma ngokuthi u-instructe ulimi lakhe ukuthi uNkulunkulu abeke amazwi okukhuthaza abanye kungoba waqala kuqala ulwimi lakhe lagezwa. Aze athi, woe to me, for I am a man of unclean lips. Uma singeke sibone ukuthi we are men of the unclean lips, abangcwele sisesekude. Bese lapha kwizaga, ku Proverbs chapter 6, uve 16 wakhona siyakhumbula ukuthi izwi kaNkulunkulu lithini kuzaga Proverbs chapter 6 kuverse 16 ngicela ukuthi simfunde uzaga 6 kuverse 16 wakhona ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthini ngazo zona lezitho zomzimba wethu athi uThixo lapha yana kuverse 16 wezaga verse 16-19 lithi there are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him: a haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked scheme, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among brothers. Manje lapho siyabona ukuthi the very things ekufanele ukuthi izandla zethu sisebenze ngazo yile zandla sometimes athi uNkulunkulu abanye babo basebenzisa izandla zabo ukuchitha igazi. The very things elithi ulwimi lenzele ukutaste abanye bethu ulwimi lethu sicamba amanga ngalo, and yinto esiyibona yenzekalayo every day bangcwele nakithi esabazalwana ngani ngoba masiphethele amafoni ethu amanga agcwele. Uzothi usendleleni usetekisini mabe kubuza ukuthi ukuphi uthi hayi sengizojika ngekhona, and uyazi ukuthi usesekude kake. And the Bible in Proverbs chapter 12:22 lithi the Lord detests a lying lips but delight in people who are trustworthy. UNkulunkulu uyawazonda amanga, and uJesu washo sesivala bangcwele wathi uJesu Kristo uSathane is the father of lies. USathane bangcwele ufuna ukuthi simvulele umnyango ngalama uma uqama amanga uya open the doors for the enemy. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje kufanele lezi zitho zomzimba wethu sesivala bangcwele kudingeka ukuthi sizinikeze uThixo kube uyena osebenzayo, ngoba liyasho kuma Roma chapter 6 verse 13 lithi do not present the parts of your body to sin as the instrument of the wickedness but present yourself to God as those who have been bought from death to life, and present the part of your body to him as an instrument of righteousness. Bese ku Proverbs 13:13 lithi, tells us to guide our lips, that our lips, they preserves us. They preserves our life. Cabanga malithi zikaNkulunkulu, ulimi lethu li preserve impilo zethu. Ngoba ulimi lunamandla okubulala nokuphilisa. Ulimi yilo lesingababulala abanye abantu ngalo. But the very lwimi ngendlela esikhuluma ngayo, lelo lwimi liyas preserve from life ukuthi siphile. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sengivala, lithi zikaNkulunkulu, whoever loves life and see the good days must keep their tongue from evil and their lips from deceitful speech. Uma siyithanda impilo zethu bangcwele, lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu, masisuke ekukhulumeni izinto ezingekho nokuthi sifakaze izinto ezingekho. Namhlanje amabandla aqhekekile, namhlanje amafamily awasazwani. Why? Because yalamanga ethu, lolu lwimi lethu. UProverbs 10 verse lento lona izwi likaNkulunkulu, the mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life, and our words are wisdom, a source of blessing. If we can remember that, ukuthi our mouth is not only to eat, but our mouth, the mouth of the righteous, little Bible, is a fountain of life, and our words are wisdom, of a source of blessing. We are there to bless, not to curse. Baba hamba no Jesu, uma iSamaria ingafuna ukulalela. Bathi uJames noJohn wathi yehlisa umlilo obashela abantu, wathi uJesu, ho nina nisazikhumbula ukuthi manje umoya onjani ophakathi kwenu. Asisakhuluma amakhesi. Uthi uJesu, bless those who persecute you, pray for those abakwenza kabi. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, in order for us ukuthi bangcwele, sikhumbule ukuthi singabobani, ukuthi sikhumbule ukuthi le mizimba yethu, these organs of our body, azikho ukuthi inyawo zethu zigijimele bubini, azikho indlebe zethu ukuthi silalele wonke udoda okhulunywayo. Ngoba into engena endlebeni yakho iyakudestroya. Khona abantu abakulethela izindaba, avoid them. Ngoba ukungena kwalezo indaba kukudefile wena ngaphakathi. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, may God help us. Sizibheke lezi zandla, sikhulume ngazo kahle. Sibheke iy'nyawo zethu, sikhulume, siprofesa iy'nyawo zethu. Sikhulume amehlo, athi uJob encwadini yakhe, athi I've made a covenant with my eyes. Namehlo othi sibenze covenant nayo. Uyabona sometimes une-TV endlini, kumele wazi ukuthi kufanele ngiswitche off kuphi, ngiswitche on kuphi. Because because why you are making a covenant. Khona izinto ezipostwayo kuma cellphone ethu. Fanele uwazi ukuthi lena angeke ngibheke nokuyibheka futhi angeke ngilandelele. Izinto ekufanele ukuthi sizazi ukuthi imizimba yethu ibalulekile kuNkulunkulu. Masinikezeni imizimba yethu as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing unto God. Asebenzise for the good purpose, not the purpose of the enemy. May God richly bless us this morning. Father, we thank you and we give you the glory, the praise. As Father God, we repent before you that Lord ngegama lika Jesu abanye limele ngenxa yethu abanye inkosi yami baba in the name of Jesus ababoni inkulunkulu othembekileyo Father God ivangeli ngenxa yezinto esizenzayo baba we are asking for your forgiveness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth amen.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.